Usually when we talk about industrial software, eyes start to glaze over.
Oh, absolutely.
We immediately picture what? Dusty server rooms, endless spreadsheets, or maybe a facility manager with a clipboard checking a boiler in a basement somewhere.
Yeah.
It feels static.
It's not exactly the glitziest corner of the tech world, is it? It's essential, but, well, it's rarely described as sexy.
Exactly. But today, we are looking at a collision that is, well, honestly, it's fascinating because it feels like a paradox. On one side, we have Accruent. These guys are the heavyweights.
They're real heavyweights.
They manage the built environment for over 5,000 organizations. We're talking about the software that keeps mines running, hospitals compliant.
And university campuses from falling apart, real physical high-stakes infrastructure.
Right. Concrete, steel, and safety protocols.
And on the other side,
We have Auto Content API. This is the complete opposite. It's digital, it's lightning fast, and it's a content transformation engine that promises to turn raw data into multimedia assets basically instantly.
it's a pairing that sounds like a total mismatch at first.
Like putting a Ferrari engine inside a bulldozer.
Exactly. But when you really dig into the documentation, which I know you have, you realize that a company like Accruent has a very specific, very expensive
A
problem.
problem that Auto Content is, well, uniquely built to solve. And that problem isn't about the software they sell, is it? It's not about whether their code works.
No, not at all. It's about communication.
It's about what you call the knowledge bottleneck.
It is. Accruent isn't just selling an app. They are selling deep technical expertise. But that expertise is currently trapped in what I like to call the PDF graveyard.
The PDF graveyard. That is a visceral image.
It's accurate, though.
So let's set the mission for this deep dive. We are going to figure out how a massive industrial giant can use this new layer of content infrastructure to break out of that graveyard. We're going to look at the audio revolution, the economics of automated video, and this concept of newsjacking, which frankly sounds a bit aggressive.
It is a bit aggressive, but in this market, it's effective. We'll get there.
Okay, before we get to the solution, let's ground ourselves in the context. Who exactly is Accruent? Because I was looking at their solutions page, and it felt like they run half the world's infrastructure.
Yeah, the scale is hard to wrap your head around.
It really is.
It's massive. They cover the entire life cycle of physical resources.
Yeah.
To give you an idea of the breadth, they have Maintenance Connection, which is a CMMS, a computerized maintenance management system used in manufacturing.
Okay.
They have Lucernex for managing complex real estate leases. They have Meridian for engineering document management.
So if I'm a pharmaceutical manufacturer, I'm using them to ensure my ventilation systems are compliant with FDA regulations. If I'm a global retailer, I'm using them to pay rent on 400 store locations.
Precisely. And because they serve industries like healthcare, manufacturing, and utilities, they have to be experts. You can't just sell software to a mining company without understanding safety compliance, asset depreciation, and, predictive maintenance.
And that leads us to their resource hub. I spent some time digging through this.
It's a gold mine.
It is a gold mine of information. They have white papers, webinars, case studies. I found this one case study about Masters Gallery, a cheese packaging company, I believe.
I saw that one.
They achieved an 85% planned maintenance rate.
Which, for the record, is a massive number in the manufacturing world. That means reactive firefighting is almost non-existent.
Right, but here's the friction point. I found that stat, but I had to dig for it.
Exactly.
It was buried on page 4 of a PDF case study, or maybe it was hidden in the middle of a 45-minute webinar recording that I had to scrub through.
And that is the definition of trapped value. Accruent has the information. They know how to modernize mining maintenance. They have the document.
But the friction.
Think about the friction involved in getting that insight into the brain of a busy facility manager.
They have to download the PDF, open it on their phone, squint at the text, scroll past the legal disclaimer.
And nobody does that. Not anymore. We are in an era of passive consumption. If it's not audio or video or a bite-sized social post, it effectively doesn't exist for most of the workforce.
And here's the kicker, right? For Accruent to manually transform that one PDF into all those things.
A podcast, a YouTube video, a LinkedIn short. Traditionally, that requires four different human teams.
You need an editorial team to write the scripts,
Yeah.
an audio engineer to record and edit.
A video editor for the visuals, a social media manager to clip it.
And that is slow and incredibly expensive.
That is the bottleneck. Accruent has the expertise, but they can't distribute it fast enough.
And that's where Auto Content API comes in.
Exactly. It doesn't claim to be a creator in the artistic sense. It markets itself as a transformation engine.
So let's unpack how this engine actually works. One of the things that caught my eye in the Auto Content documentation was a comparison to Notebook LM.
Right.
We've seen these AI audio tools popping up recently. Google's Notebook LM has gone viral for turning notes into podcasts.
It has, but there's a key distinction here. Notebook LM is largely a consumer tool. It's a chatbot interface.
So you drag and drop a file, you get an audio file. It's still manual.
It's very manual. Auto Content is pitching itself as the Notebook LM API alternative for the enterprise.
The keyword there being API. This isn't someone dragging and dropping files one by one.
No, this is headless content production.
Yeah.
Imagine Accruent connects their content management system where they store all those white papers directly to the Auto Content API.
Okay, so walk me through the workflow. The marketing team uploads a new blog post about, say, overcoming chemical facility hurdles.
The API wakes up, it ingests that text, it analyzes the key points, the safety protocols, the chemical handling standards.
And then
without a human touching it, it generates a two-way engaging dialogue between two AI agents discussing those specific hurdles.
Okay, but let's be real for a second. We've all heard text-to-speech. It usually sounds like a GPS trying to read a novel.
Mm-hmm.
Is this actually listenable?
That's the advanced voice engineering they talk about. These aren't the old robotic voices. They pause. They interrupt each other. They use intonation that conveys skepticism or agreement.
Which is crucial for their industry.
Absolutely. For an industry like healthcare or utilities, that tone is crucial. You can't sound glitchy or robotic when you're talking about hospital compliance. It needs to sound authoritative.
I can see the use case for the customer here.
Mm.
Let's go back to that facility manager we mentioned.
Okay.
He's driving out to a remote site to fix a transformer. He's in the truck for an hour.
Exactly. He is not reading a white paper while driving down a dirt road.
No way. But he can listen.
He can listen. If Accruent sends him a deep dive audio episode on the specific transformer issues he's about to face, generated directly from their technical documentation, that is incredibly high value.
It's just-in-time knowledge delivery.
And it applies to the C-suite, too. Accruent produces these massive state-of-the-industry reports.
Which are probably 50 pages long.
Right. If I'm a CEO of a retail chain using Lucernex, I might not have time to read the 50-page report. But if Accruent sends me a 10-minute audio summary, that sounds like a professional radio show.
You're listening to that on your morning run or your commute?
I am. It changes the relationship completely.
Accruent moves from being just a software vendor, someone who sends me a bill, to being a companion.
They increase their mental availability, and they do it without hiring a massive audio production staff.
But audio is only half the battle. Accruent's products are visually complex.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at screenshots of Meridian, their engineering document system.
Mm.
It's full of blueprints, version histories, CAD integrations. You can't really explain that in a podcast.
No, you need to see it. Visuals are essential for software adoption. But here's the economic reality that kills most video strategies.
The cost.
The cost. A high-quality explainer video usually costs around $3,000 to produce manually.
Per video. That seems steep, but I guess when you add it all up.
It adds up fast. Think about the labor. Script writer, storyboard artist, animator or editor, voiceover talent. It takes weeks of coordination.
So what do companies usually do?
They make one hero video for their homepage, and the rest of their product features get ignored.
Right. You get the glossy overview, but if you want to know how to actually mass update lease terms, you're stuck reading a text manual.
Exactly. But Auto Content has an explainer video endpoint. Accruent could point the API at their specific product page, say, the page for maintenance connections.
And it just, what, it crawls the page?
It crawls the text, understands the features, and automatically generates a 60 to 90 second horizontal video.
When you say generates, what are we looking at? Is it just stock footage slapped together?
It's more sophisticated than that. It adds AI avatars, presenters that look human. It adds subtitles. It overlays relevant stock or product imagery if provided. It synthesizes the explanation.
Well, it's not a Hollywood film.
No, but it is a functional, professional explanation of the product.
And the cost. This is the part that blew my mind in the research.
This is where the math gets wild. Instead of $3,000, you're looking at roughly 400 credits on their business plan.
And that converts to what?
That converts to about four.
4 euros. That's less than a latte in most cities now.
A cheap latte.
So the implication here isn't just saving money. It's that Accruent can now make videos they previously never would have made.
Bingo. That is the long tail strategy. Normally, Accruent wouldn't make a video about lease accounting for small retailers in Ohio.
The audience is too small to justify the $3,000 cost.
Exactly. But if the video costs €4, you can absolutely make that video. You can make hundreds of these niche videos.
And that has a huge SEO benefit.
Yeah.
Because Google loves video.
Google measures dwell time, how long someone stays on a page. If you have a video, people stop to watch it. The sources suggest that pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
So if Accruent puts a four video on every single support page, every blog post, every product feature,
they dominate the search results.
Yes. Flooding the zone. But speaking of flooding the zone, we have to talk about social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because B2B companies are notoriously bad at TikTok and YouTube shorts. It usually feels forced.
Like your dad trying to use slang.
Exactly that.
It feels forced because they try to be cool instead of being helpful, but the faceless channel strategy is growing.
Faceless channel. Explain that for the uninitiated.
It means you don't need a charismatic influencer hosting the video. You just need the information presented clearly.
And Accruent has these amazing stats. You mentioned the Moorhead Minnesota State University case study earlier.
Yeah, they saved $1 million a year.
They saved something like $1 million annually using Accruent software.
That is a perfect 60-second story. But currently, it's a text case study.
And nobody reads that on social.
No, Accruent could use the API to mass produce vertical shorts 9.16 aspect ratio, highlighting these quick stats, how one university saved $1, boom.
Post it to LinkedIn, post it to YouTube Shorts.
And again, if you did that manually for every case study, you'd need a full-time social team just editing clips.
And the API does it for a few dollars.
It allows Accruent to be present on platforms where their younger buyers are hanging out without the embarrassment of trying to do dances or trends. Just pure value formatted for the platform.
Okay, so we've got audio for the truck, video for the landing page, shorts for LinkedIn. But Accruent is a global company.
They are.
I saw trusted by 5,000 plus organizations worldwide. They are big in the Middle East, big in Asia Pacific.
And that brings us to the biggest friction point of all, language.
Usually, if you want to market in Germany, you need a German team, or at least a very expensive translation agency that understands technical jargon.
Right. You can't just run a legal document regarding lease administration through Google Translate and hope for the best.
No.
But Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. And this isn't just text translation, it's multimedia localization.
Walk me through a scenario here. How does this look in practice for a company like Accruent?
Let's take that PowerNet Limited case study. They replaced 25 years of legacy drawing systems using Accruent RedEye.
A great story about digital transformation, but it's in English.
Right. The API can ingest that English text and instantly output a podcast discussing it in Spanish, an explainer video narrated in German, a short for social media in Mandarin or Hindi.
When you say instantly, are we talking about a rough draft or something publishable?
The audio quality is publishable. The lip syncing on avatars is getting better every day. We are talking about multiplying Accruent's total addressable market, their TAM, overnight.
Wow.
They can suddenly market effectively in regions where they don't have a single marketing employee on the ground.
It's like having a local bureau in 50 countries without the headcount. That feels like a cheat code.
That is the power of automated infrastructure.
Yeah.
It decouples growth from headcount. In the old model, to grow into Japan, you hire a Japan team.
And all costs that come with it.
Exactly. Yeah. In this model, you just spin up a Japanese instance of the content engine.
There's another feature I want to touch on, because it sounded a bit sci-fi to me, but also incredibly useful.
Mm-hmm.
Accruent operates in industries that change really fast. You've got IoT remote monitoring, carbon neutral goals, energy management regulations. You have to stay ahead of the curve.
You need thought leadership.
Mm-hmm.
But real thought leadership requires research. It requires reading the Financial Times, the SEC filings, the new government regulations.
And I saw Auto Content has a deep research endpoint. How is that different from just asking ChatGPT a question?
It is very different because it doesn't just rely on the model's training data, which might be 6 months old. It uses agents to browse the live web.
The live web. So it can read FT.com, SEC.gov, reputable sources.
It can. So Accruent could ask it, what is the impact of AI on supply chain logistics in 2025?
And it would go find the latest reports.
Exactly. And the API will go out, read the latest reports, synthesize them, and come back with a structured answer. But more importantly, Accruent can set up recurring research.
Like a watchdog.
Yes. Imagine a watchdog scanning for regulatory changes in energy management Every time a new regulation pops up in the EU, the system flags it.
And then, could it turn that into content?
That is the newsjacking strategy. Let's say there is a major energy crisis in the news, or a sudden shift in crypto mining regulations. Accruent works with mining, remember?
Right. That impacts their customers immediately.
The API can detect that trend via its integration with X, formerly Twitter or Reddit. It sees energy crisis is trending.
And then it triggers a workflow.
Generate a market alert video explaining how Accruent's energy management software helps with resilience.
So before the marketing team has even had their morning coffee, there is a draft video ready to go responding to the biggest news of the day.
Precisely. It positions Accruent as the first responder in the industry. While competitors are scheduling a meeting to discuss a response, Accruent has already published the video.
That speed is a competitive advantage in itself. But isn't there a risk here?
Oh, absolutely.
If the AI just churns out content based on trends, don't you risk sounding generic or even hallucinating facts?
Yeah, that is the real danger. Yeah. And that is why human in the loop is still vital. The API creates the draft. Maybe it gets you 90% of the way there.
But a human has to sign off.
A human expert at Accruent needs to review it to ensure the tone is right and the facts are checked. But here is the difference. Reviewing a video takes 5 minutes. Creating one from scratch takes 5 days.
So it shifts the human role from maker to editor.
Exactly. And that is a much higher leverage position for a human to be in.
I want to circle back to the economics because you mentioned something earlier about linear versus logarithmic costs. Can you break that down?
Sure. The old way, the manual way, is linear. If you want twice as much content, you need twice as many people. More writers, more editors, more budget.
Your costs go up in a straight line with your output.
Right. Scaling is painful. You hit a ceiling eventually.
And the ATI model.
With the API, the costs become logarithmic. They flatten out. Once you have the integration set up, producing the 1,000th video costs the same as the first one. Next to nothing.
We talked about the podcast economics.
We did. A manual episode costs anywhere from $150 to $500 to produce, and that's on the cheap end.
And via the API.
It's between 10 cents and 2 euros.
That is a 99% reduction.
It fundamentally changes the math of marketing. It means Accruent can blanket the entire market from the big generic terms down to the tiny specific questions that their competitors are ignoring because it wasn't worth it to them.
And how does this actually fit into their systems? Because Accruent is a big tech company. They have their own stack.
Right. They aren't going to log into a separate website for this every time.
No.
The API is designed to be headless. It connects with tools like Make.com, Zapier, or directly into their code. They even have a WordPress plugin.
So it just runs in the background.
Ideally, yes. It's not about a human sitting there clicking generate all day. It's about setting up workflows.
So a new white paper is uploaded to the CMS.
The API wakes up, grabs it, makes a podcast, makes a video, makes a social post, pushes them to the approval queue, and goes back to sleep.
That is a fundamental shift in how we think about marketing operations. It's moving from treating content as a craft,
like an artisan making a chair one by one,
to treating content as infrastructure, like a factory.
That's the perfect analogy. And for a company like Accruent, which sells infrastructure software, it makes perfect sense to treat their content the same way.
So to recap what we've covered today, Accruent is sitting on this massive library of expertise, but it's static. It's trapped in text.
An auto content API offers a way to unlock that, to turn those PDFs into podcasts for the technician in the truck.
To turn product pages into explainer videos for the landing page.
To turn case studies into global multi-language assets.
And to do it at a cost that makes it possible to cover every single angle, every single niche, without bankrupting the marketing department.
The aha moment for me really is this idea of omnichannel ubiquity.
It's a mouthful, but I see what you mean. It means being everywhere. Spotify, YouTube, LinkedIn.
Without having to triple the size of your marketing team.
Exactly. It allows Accruent to be present wherever their customer is looking.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the question I'm left with, and I want to challenge you on this.
Go for it.
If tools like Auto Content API are making production basically free, if making a broadcast quality video costs 4 euros, what happens to the competition? Doesn't everyone just do this?
That is a big question. If the barrier to entry for production drops to near zero, then production quality is no longer a competitive advantage.
So it's not enough to have a good-looking video anymore.
No. Everyone will have good audio. Everyone will have video.
So if everyone has the factory, what distinguishes the product?
Insight. The competitive advantage becomes the insight itself. Accruent has the data. They have the expertise on how to run a mine or a hospital.
The API just builds the bridge.
The API just builds the bridge to the customer. But if you don't have the insight to begin with, the API just helps you make noise faster.
That is a powerful thought. The tools amplify what you have, but they don't replace the need for actual expertise.
Yeah.
If you feed garbage into the API,
you get multimedia garbage out. And in industries like healthcare and utilities, garbage is dangerous. So Accruent's deep history and expertise is actually their moat.
The API just fills the moat with water.
I love that.
A huge thank you to everyone listening to this deep dive. Whether you're managing a facility or managing a content strategy, there's a lot to think about here regarding the future of automation.
It's a brave new world.
It certainly is.
Mm.
We'll catch you on the next one.